Kendalbid, helping local businesses thrive.
You're listening to Dan Vegas on Lake District Radio. We're doing an ongoing series of business profiles in association with Kendalbid. And today I am delighted to have Jerry from Spinning Jennies with me. Hi, Jerry.
Oh, hi, Dan.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I've just spun in to have a chat with you.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about Spinning Jennies? What is it?
Well, as a child, I shopped with mother and grandmother in what was then J.R. Taylor's, recently returned back to Cumbria. I felt that there was something missing, and it was J.R. Taylor's or Beale's. And so we've bought the building from the liquidators, and we're attempting to revive it and give life back to that part of Kendal.
Wow. So that's the old department store at the corner of the bottom of Finkel Street,
Yeah, Spinning Jennies is basically going to be the phoenix which rises out of the fall of Beale's. It's massive, it was just so sad seeing it sitting empty for a couple of years, it's in such a beautiful part of the town, just at the end of Stramond Gate there, we just felt that we could do something with it. I have a partner who's expert in building. He's done buildings of all different types and sizes, so he had the sort of the property knowledge, and I just sort of felt that I could do something with it if he could build it for me. So that's kind of where we are.
Yeah, of course. And it's obviously fairly early stage, is that correct?
We're very early stages, yeah. I mean, when we took it over, it was a complete ghost town of shop fitting equipment.
Right.
So it was just like Beale's had almost just walked out one day and then the doors had closed and the dust was gathering. But now it's early stages of building site. We're stripping it out. We're getting rid of the old asbestos, which has been in there for decades, and working out how to separate the building to three again and turn it into residences for let, so flats for let, mm-hmm. A retail floor for independent small retailers selling hopefully Cumbrian produce. Food hall for all things foodie, locally produced, but also internationally inspired. Spaces for creative people and creative businesses for entrepreneurs. So an active living space for lots of different types of people.
Yeah. So that sounds exactly like what Kendal needs to help the high street with growth and bring people to the area. Is that the aim?
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely is the aim. I think it's probably going to be a catalyst for all sorts of other things happening around it. But it'll become a focal point, a destination for visitors, a destination for locals, actually, as well. Mm-hmm. Something to do which is reliable, open 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Something very Cumbrian, as much as it possibly can be. An opportunity to centralise and showcase a lot of what the region and the region's people sort of like put together and do. I think very much part of the revival of the high streets. I'm sure they're doing it in other parts of the country, but you know, if you travel to Florence, you want to buy Italian things. So if you travel to Cumbria, surely you want to buy Cumbrian things.
Absolutely.
And surely the locals as well, post-COVID, post-Brexit and all that, are getting more excitable about buying from small people, small producers, mm-hmm. small businesses. And as much as possible trying to buy local too. And so we're really just sort of moving into the times, bringing it up to date, splitting it into smaller spaces to avoid sort of massive burdens of business rates for small businesses,
mm-hmm.
and reviving the high street and shopping local.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a really good mix, and it's a model that I've seen work successfully in other parts of the world, and arguably a lot of those parts of the world are quite a long way ahead of us now in terms of the way that they develop properties and have this mixed use. So it's really, for me, on my opinion, it's really encouraging to see something like
that's
that
great.
coming to Kendal.
Yeah, it's nice to hear. But actually, we've had an enormous amount of positive support from the town, which is heartwarming, really. We've had all sorts of folk visit us, MP Tim Farron, leader of the council, the local mayor, several councillors. We've had all sorts of small business people, producers, farmers, photographers, foodies, come in and have a look around. I mean, there's not much to see right now. It's an empty store, dirty with dust and being stripped out. But the reaction that we've had to what we're about to do to multi-use the building and help revive the High Street, or Finkel Street in this case, is really sort of encouraging, highly motivating. I just hope we get it right. I mean, it's a massive challenge. Yeah, huge building, very high profile sort of focal point as well in the town. So I just hope we get it right. I don't want it to be bland and boring. I want it to be living for the moment. Being.
Have you been challenged with becoming carbon neutral at all across the development, or has that been a
These kinds of things, I mean, these days, if you're working in property or you're doing anything really, you've got to be conscious of the environment. I mean, I think that's just a given now, isn't it? So much of a given that is not something really which is a major talking point. It's just part of what you try to achieve. And so to me, shopping local is environmental.